From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo has been presented with this year's Nobel Peace Prize in absentia at ceremonies in Oslo, Norway. Liu remains behind bars in China, so a large picture of him and an empty chair marked his absence. Actress Liv Ullmann read from a statement by the new Nobel laureate.
I look forward to the day when my country is a land with freedom of expression, where the speech of every citizen will be treated equally well, where different values, ideas, beliefs, and political views can compete with each other.
Authorities in China are again condemning the awarding of the prize to Liu, who was calling the action, a political stunt. President Obama, who was last year's Peace Prize winner, is urging China to release Liu, who is serving an 11-year sentence for subversion. President Obama is considering whether to push next year for an overhaul of the nation's income tax code, including lowering and simplifying tax rates. Mr. Obama told NPR's Morning Edition that the nation needs tax reform. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president says he is confident that despite opposition by some Democrats, Congress will approve the tax cut compromise that he hammered out with Republican leaders.
President Obama says he expects some further discussion among House and Senate leaders, but he doesn't think the broad outlines of the tax cut deal will change. In an interview with NPR, Mr. Obama said he thinks Democrats will reluctantly accept an extension of tax cuts for the wealthy in order to protect other parts of the plan, like extended jobless benefits.
At the end of the day, people are going to conclude we don't want 2 million people suddenly without unemployment insurance and not able to pay their rent, not able to pay their mortgage.
Mr. Obama also points to economic forecast that the tax cut plan will boost job growth. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
London's police chief is launching an investigation into the police handling of a mass demonstration by students protesting hikes in university tuition in Britain. Larry Miller reports some of those protesters attacked a limousine in which Britain's Prince Charles and his wife were riding.
The attack on the black Rolls-Royce carrying Prince Charles and Camilla happened on their way to an evening show at the London Palladium. Caught on amateur video, the prince's car was attacked in bumper-to-bumper traffic. It was kicked, splattered with white paint. A window was smashed. The prince's spokesman says no one was hurt. The attack was condemned by Prime Minister David Cameron. He says those responsible must be tracked down and prosecuted. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit has fallen to its lowest level in 9 months. Commerce Department says growing demand for American goods overseas has pushed up exports to their highest point in more than 2 years. This is NPR News from Washington. Dozens of Christian families are leaving Iraq. NPR's Deborah Amos says their departure comes after the Roman Catholic Cathedral in Baghdad was attacked by Islamist militants, killing 58 people, including two priests.
Christians attended a prayer vigil at the Baghdad Cathedral to mark 40 days since al-Qaeda militants carried out the deadly siege and undermined the community's faith that the government can protect them. 40 Christian families have recently left Basra, the southern port city, according to immigration officials. Some moved to northern Iraq, invited by the Kurdish regional government. More leave the country, double the number of Christian exiles compared to a year ago. Jamal Arafat with the UN Refugee Agency in Amman, Jordan, says Christians are joining other Iraqis seeking refugee status.
They are facing specific threats, targeted assassinations. We're seeing the use of silencers, for example, in assassinations. So people continue to arrive and to seek shelter in Syria and Jordan.
Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
The Senate has failed to advance a measure to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy barring gays from serving openly in the military. Supporters of repeal, though, say they plan to reintroduce the measure as a standalone piece of legislation.
Merry Christmas, baby!
Sound of B.B. King performing at the lighting of the National Christmas Tree near the White House last evening. First Lady Michelle Obama read to the children gathered for the event.
All right, you guys. You ready for this story?
Yes!
All right, here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.